Okay, Shmaitis here Tuesday night, or Shmaitis here. I keep saying Shmaitis here. Shvius here. Shvius here Tuesday night, or Lehei Adar Aleph. I'm hoping we'll be able to finish the first parak in the Rambam tonight, and maybe next week, as Hashem, we'll take out a halachah sefer, maybe Ketiv Shvius, or maybe Mishpatei Yoretz, and we'll go over the clear halachas that come out of the first parak of the Rambam, the halacha lemaisa. You know, I had a meeting with them. They didn't print up yet, but they don't have this year's version of the Hora'os to the farmers. If they did, that would be a wonderful thing to get hold of. And Mitzvah Hashem, in a few weeks, I'll have it.
Is this something that somebody could come to independently and not have previous shiurim?
Yeah, because it's halacha lemaisa. It's like we'll be learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
They should definitely promote it on the list.
I'm sanguine about people coming to this year. Okay. I'm not sure yet. Let's first see if we finish the parak this week. And then I have to decide, Okay, we're up to page 267 in the Sefer Shabbos Haaretz. And we're up to Halacha Yutes of the Rambam. And I see it was Kedai last week to go back to the Mishnah. The Rambam is paskening. And that's in Shvius, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hay. Mishnah says, "Hamavkia bezayis, they cut off pieces of a zayis tree. They cut wood from it." Now again, here also the Rav says, no. So in certain ways this is zomer. In certain ways this is zomer that it could theoretically stimulate growth. Could theoretically stimulate growth, page 276. It could theoretically stimulate growth, 267. But he's doing it for the firewood. That's how the Mepharshim learned in the Mishnah. We had last week that basic machlokes, we'll call it about psikreshi and shvius, that some say it's mutter, and some say it's osur. They just will matter it in certain in the isur and the rabbonos. But if you do, but some say there's no psikreshi in shvius. If you're in the miskaven, it doesn't have the tzura of the malacha. So here, I'm a vakeh b'zayis. I'm learning the Mishnah now. I'm mafkia b'zayis. So the Mishnah is not dealing with the problem of being mafkia b'zayis, either because he's not miskaven zimur, he's doing it for firewood, or because it's not a tzura of zimur. So the Mishnah is dinat lo yechapeu ba'ofar. He shouldn't cover it with mud or sand, because that would be b'chiyuv, beneficial for the tree. Abu Machasa, who I'm just reading the Mishnah, Abu Machasa ba'avonim or b'kash, which just prevents it from deteriorating further, that disease shouldn't set in, or other things shouldn't set in. Okay, that's all. Now we'll go to the Rambam. Halacha Yates, page 267. Amavakeya b'zayis litol eitzim. So the Rambam says again, like he did in the previous halacha, that his intention was for firewood, for wood. V'yichap emokam ha'bikua b'ofar. You're not dealing with the problem of the mevakeya because his kavona is for eitzim. Lo yichap emokam abikua ba'ofar, because that would actively be beneficial for the tree. Neshihi avoda, and that's how the Rambam puts it. Neshihi avoda, right? Avu mechasa bavonam ubakash, which is a more, it's a shmira that it shouldn't deteriorate. Okay, page 268. Okay, This I can't, I don't understand at all what they're saying, because there we saw a sheet of the Pasa Shulchan that you can take away the tree if it's crowded, because you're not stimulating any growth in the other trees, you're just removing a Meneya. Here, on the side that it's Zimur, so it's actively doing something. So I don't know what they mean here. This is the Tosafot Shabbos. This is the Machon. I don't know what they mean. The Yesh Mishav Mishabika Nuzayas L'matora Shipur Ho'etz. Yeah, okay. Kontzumal So Shafilu B'kash Osu Lo L'chapois. Okay. Lo Yichapim Mokam Abiku Abovam Neishu Avodo Avu M'chazu B'vonam U'B'kash Shabbos Ha'oretz U'Kuk U'B'ladin Kishakoris Anof Mishori Lonos Li'yitzim. But this is not Dafka Zayas. Anytime you chop down wood for wood from a tree, well, yichasim ba'ofar. Apparently, farmers do that. That's beneficial for the mokom hachituch, for the mokom habikua. El mechasim ba'avonim ol b'kash. He says v'yeshom afilu b'ilu shein. Also, perish also chabes ba'ofar. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the payros. It's stimulating the growth of the tree. Okay, we move on. Page 269, Halacha Chaf in the Rambam. Halacha Chaf is Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav in Shvius. And here again, you're cutting into Hamazane Begafanim, Bakotzeitz Konim. You're cutting down reeds. So again, you're cutting reeds or you're cutting off the tips of the Gufanim. So here once again we have the following, that the Rav explains it in terms of Malacha and Shvius. He says a person would be Musani the Gufanim in order to it does something beneficial to the Geffen, to the vine. We're talking about a Geffen now, not a Zayas. And Akosetz Konim also has the effect of making the other ones grow thicker. So one Tzaisus Yontif comes along and says that the Rav doesn't mean to say that's his kavana. The Rav means to say that's why a person normally does it. But the heter here, we're going to see it's mutter. The whole problem is, once again, it's like a Zaitika problem, that you're preparing the earth by cutting down, by cutting, maybe you're preparing the earth for Zriya. So you have to leave over some sort of stump to show that the earth is not properly prepared for Zeriah. So the Tosafos Yontif once again says, like he did in the previous Mishnah, that the Rav doesn't mean that that's his intention to do, but rather he's doing it for firewood. And like we saw, so that makes him mutter. The Rav is just explaining why it's called Mezaneh B'Gufanim and what he's doing. Yeah, that's how the Tosafos Yontif learns. And that's the heter, because there's no, the way the Chazon Ish learns, as we saw, there's no din, or Rav Kook said, in two halachos back, there's no din of psik reishe by Shvius. There's no din of psik reishe. We explained it last week, you were here, that it's missing the tzuras hamalacha if he has a different intention. He's not intending for avodas karka. Okay, let's see the Rambam now, halacha chof. Page 269. Amzani begufanim vakoseitz konim. There is a koseitz kedarko. Oh, that's the Mishnah. That's koseitz kedarko means he could cut it very low down, even though you don't say it's mechsei that he's preparing the ground for tzmicha, and also because it's gedarko, and even if it's stimulating the plant, we don't care. Even though grada here, the Rambam doesn't say, I'm noticing that he did it for Eitzim. Two halachas back, The Rambam said he did it for Eitzim. The last halacha, the Rambam said he did it for Eitzim. Here, Grada, the Rambam doesn't say that. Zani b'kafan of a kotzis konim, or he's a kotzis kedark of a kardim of a makl of a magira, v'chol ma'ashe yirtze. See the Tosefta Shabbos. Yesh mi shemash from the Devarim, shekol chituch anofim, shenoad lahatzmiach asoilon, hu bechlal zimira shel Torah. Right, the zimira shel Torah is talking about gufanim, right? Vein mashmolus akronis. There's no substantial difference. Luske anof ulemokom achituch. This is what some hold. That in any case, if your purpose is stimulation of growth, it would be an issur d'oraisa. It would be nechlal and zimur. Not the way we have done when we learned it, as we'll see. Zimur refers to a very specific way of cutting the vine. It's very, umnus thing. What? And some say only to a vine. But he's saying this sheet holds any chituch latmiach ilan would be bechlal zimur. Okay, page 270. V'yesh yomim she'osim in ha-toyra lachtoch hanof yiveshim v'yifin ha-moyel ilan even if the
what? The previous halacha as well? It's yesh mi she'oyim mashma mid-avir. It's not just referring to this Rambam, it's referring also to the previous Rambam.
Yeah, but again, there the Rambam said he's doing it la'etzim. His purpose was la'etzim. Here, he didn't talk yet about the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say he's doing it later. So why is it mutter? We don't know. First they bring in Ashitas. Some say it's always considered Zimur if you do it for the purpose of Latzmiach Ha'ilan. And you're not makbid on a certain professional cut, which is a certain type of thing they do in the vine. Then he says, V'yeshom Mishosim, on page 270, V'yeshom Mishosim in Atar Lachtach Anof Yaveshim, Boifin Amoyel Ilan, even if they dried up already. Okay. Yes, we show Mishnah Zmiri, he hit the Hanof from Yusar, Mamakam Yuchid, that's Mechas Ilan. Okay, the Yes, Mishnah Noitim, Loimish, Azmiri, he hit the Hanof Kai, the Lo Yavesh, Mamerchak Masuyim, and Ageza, Zela Hatzmiach, Mimeno, Hanof, and Peros, from the Mokam Achatach. Aval Achitach, and Ageza, Mamish, if you cut all the way down to the roots, who told though, which would be mutam in the araisa and shvias. V'chen chituch hanasim b'mokam shoynim atarosu laharach haschayiv shal ilon ein osum in haTorah. Okay, so all these shittas, if it's yes mirah in the araisa, that's mirah on page 271. He says, v'yei shomim shechituch hanafchai ad l'geza mamish zeh l'hatzmiach uz mirah shal Torah avu chituch b'merchik min ha'gaza elinu l'toldo. It's very interesting. But if you're doing it, let's say for Shminas. Okay. Let's see now. Either the definition of, or maybe everybody's mind what the definition of smira is, but the question is, do we extrapolate it and apply it to every cutting that's beneficial for the ilan? Okay, let's start now learning the Rambam, page 271. Hamazani begafanav achotzitz konim. I raise a kotzitz kadarko. So Rav Kook says, v'nira shemutal itzoiz gamkein. Choloifin shu rotze, meinim marche karbe min ageza o ma'at, which is the machlekes in the Mishnah, the Rambam's classical like Rabbi Akiva. Yesh mishinurim in the verim shu sorach laharchik tefak from the geza. Okay. Geder heter hazinu. Hamazani begufanim. Hamatirim zinu kimalacha drabonon. Yeshomu shal zinu vuchitoch shal ktsos hazmoros begefen. Yes, we should mash with the Bram Shazinabu Chelak me misper Hanovim Adlegeza. Yeshon Shazinabu Chitach Kola Hanovim Adlegeza, Asherat Hageza Bolivan. Okay, I don't know. Yes, we should mash with Chitach Kola Hanovim Adsomach Legeza. Yeshon Shazinabu Chitach Hageza Atsma. Kitze. Now, if you work out that Zinuv is the Rabbanon, then maybe the Heter is Luk Meilano. Okay, let's do the Shabbos on it. V'yeish v'shoyim v'shumutu l'zavim v'zagfanim v'l'kati t'zakonim avu v'shu osa ken k'dei l'havos v'zageza. Because here the Rabbanon doesn't say he's doing it for firewood. But they should keep in show roa enu mavchin v'zeh v'yuchal litlo shuchotech le'etzim mutter. Whoa. Since when do we say that? Usually we ask for things because of our Zion. Divrei Atzmo, it says here. In the pasuk the raisa shazimu yesh mishem b'shuk shechaytich hanof mayabeshem mechan chaytich es kulam legamri. Okay, but so what? I do not understand this. Even if you say it's an issur d'rabbanon, so what? What does this mean? Because you can be toilet. Yeah, so what is the... The Heta Lahodel, the Tzor Gidol Ilonis Hanusarim, was very much that you were pool in the tree. That you were not doing a pool in the tree. Here your mom is doing a pool in the tree. Let's look at the next page. Maybe we'll get smarter. Page 273. On the bottom, they bring down the Rambam and Pirush and Mishnayos does say his purpose is la'etzim. I don't know. Here he didn't say it. First, the Shulam is like that also. V'yishomim ro'ot shafilu k'mishkavin la'etzim torech l'ti ha'krisa shel ha'zina v'ha'ksitza b'leifin v'zeh shukosha l'ilon. You have to do it in a way that's not beneficial to the Ilan. Kidei shlo yiyah b'zeh b'shem avoidu to Ilan. Which Rambam? Yeah, the Rambam we just read doesn't say that. Yesh mishenirim in divrayim sheikar tzarech b'zeh shlo tiyah to elas l'ilan. V'mubori shein to elas b'zeh l'ilan ha'shbicho mutter. Okay, look, if it's Rabbanon, and it's only L'ukmi, Ela b'mokom she'eh sovig v'mukosh l'ilun or she'eh b'zeh to'eles, tzorech lasos b'ofen she'eh v'adei kosha, k'dei she'eh z'eh mechashash shal to'eles, k'dei sh'loit yiyah b'chal avodos ha'ilun. This really, you need a guy to come in and say what they do with the poil. So many different ways to cut down a vine. they're making a big shippur. The way the system's going to run. First of all, they're not going to weigh the vegetables this year. You're not going to weigh the vegetables. It's going to be the omed. They're going to have sacks, and they're going to have different sizes, medium, small, and large. Okay? I'm trying to get them to come in and explain what they're doing. Before they, okay, found the shippur. Anyway, I'm... So that, okay, so then it would be, that's what you have to make sure you do, he says. Look, page 275. Malacha d'araisa l'ukmi. V'yesh mishinirim and devrayim shafila b'zomer ma'akim k'shu lavruya ilan lafricho. Aber dann rack look me lunas for your skull kill mutter. So this would be saying, and there is such a shita, that look me lana is not just a het there to avoid hefsed, that they were matter in a malacha drabon. This is what we saw, that look me is not a hefsed of a malacha. It's not called on a deraisal level, or even on Rabbanon maybe, it's not called an agricultural malacha. It's not called malachas karka, if the whole purpose is l'ukmi. When the Torah asks it agricultural pu'ulos, it's talking about it's lavruye. That's what a farmer does. Or at least that's the madrega of a malacha. But even if he's omer mabish, he says, if it's only l'ukmi, then it doesn't have a shem malachas karka, avodas karka. And it would be mutter. V'imchot chos miro shel ilon, shel hagefen, lahavos es hagefen, o kidei sheyirba peirosov, vadei hu zoymer osim in a Torah. Aval imchot chin es kol hoan nofim, venka bon es hachadich, in kidei laharbos bepeiros, u lahavos o ilon, el kidei laharich es yimei hagefen. So that's called like, yishlom es shuchosh lukmei ilon, wow. To keep it going, it's like l'ukmi. You're not, the bottom line is, you're not doing anything for it. You're really just being meiser difficulties. Kibbutz shekavoni hishlo yomus l'fnei hazman, sheyucha v'harich yomim al-yidei kitzitos onovov, nimtza sha'anov mehem k'shelo yikotu shohim mazikim also v'en kan kim l'ukmi. It'll ruin him. The kolot toel is here. Rak laharich yamav. I guess it won't ruin it. It won't stimulate its growth. Nivreshu vaday look me lano mutter. And afilu mi asofig umamayla yakoshe laperus lagefem. Kibun sheinu miskavum toel azeh kiyam look me. But once you accept the premise that his kavana will always transform the agricultural malacha into a not a nisa d'oraisa, so that anytime you're doing your feitzim, you're right away knocking it down to a nisa d'rabbanon at most. Saying even if you're the way you cut it, you don't have to worry. Maybe it's stimulating it. If your kavana is for something that's either eitzim or something that's only l'ukmi.
Is there anything like Shabbos where you have two?
What
kavanas? Is there anything like Shabbos where you could have a first kavana and a second kavana? Or
I don't know. For a second, I think the equivalent of Shabbos would maybe be melacha shenetzvich legufa, where you're doing the pulas on melacha, but. And your purpose is different than it was in the Mishkan. It's very simplified, but let's say that's a good working definition. It's a machlokes tanoim, right, Rabbi Durm Shimon. So there you're doing a pu'ula, but you're not doing it for the purpose that they did it in the Mishkan. So I guess Rabbi Shimon holds that changes the tzura of the malacha. So it's not a question of psikureishe, really. question of segregation. It's a question of kavana, because you're transforming the tzura of what you're doing. It's really a big chiddush. That's what yesh matirim. That everything's totally, even in a halacha d'oraisa, you know, something that would normally be an avodah d'oraisa, halacha d'oraisa, avodah d'oraisa, but your intention could transform it. And once you, your kavana is for Eitzim, then you can do anything that's l'upni also. So remember, we had a chazanish, and even if the old segregation is mutter in shvius, chazanish was specific. Maybe if you were nichale with the tikkun, maybe it's still also. If you were nichale. Here it's much, much mutter. Okay. Page 276. Abul Yesha Umrim. You call a chiluk bein look me lono v'lavui lono eno ki b'locha jibra. One on, you look me lono vi hefzad lo gozu rabbonon, and the whole gather is that v'mokum hefzad lo gozu rabbonon. Not that there's anything special that happens to the melacha when your kavono is look me. It's transformed from a melacha d'oraisa, from a melacha agriculture. But rather it's just it's a rabbonon, like mokum hefzad lo gozu rabbonon. It's the tzura of zibur, even if your kavanah is only l'arich yamos. It's also. Okay, let's go back. Halacha chaf aleph and chaf beis. Okay, so I think we're going to do it. Rabbi Greenstein, maybe I'll take your suggestion, but not before Shabbat. I don't know. I need time to decide how to do it. What we want to do, I want to do is finish Perek Aleph now, Mitzvah Shem. So to go over, like in halachas forum, of what the farmers can and can't do. So really, I would like to wait for their horos to their farmers this year, but I don't think it's happening this week. Maybe I'll use we'll learn Ktiforets. Maybe we'll see. That's what I have to see. What's the most beneficial thing to learn?
So in effect, it'll be chazering.
I don't know, I don't see learning Perek Beis, which is all about the different Ashpatos, and how to be, you know, I don't see it. Sequel of the land. Perek Gimel is where he talks about Tosefta Shvius. Okay, maybe we'll just skip Perek Beis. But we'll be coiled in the Liman Halacha next week. They don't fertilize the land that way anymore. The compost piles. Maybe they do, I don't know. I was never a farmer, come to think of it. Maybe they do. They do. Only the natural people. Okay, so Halacha Chavalev and Chavbeis is Shvius, really Perek Dalet Halacha Hey. Again. So what did he say? It's because I ain't quoted to Basula Shikma Bishviyas Veshihi Avoda. Basula Shikma Basula Shikma is a Shikma tree, sycamore tree, that was never cut, and they cut the trunk in a particular place, and that stimulates the growth of the tree. They cut into it. So that you're not allowed to do on Shvius because it's Mashbiach the Ilan. That's the way the Rav learns. Here, going to say that even if you do it for Eitzim, it would be Usur, at least with the Rabbanon, and you would have to do it with a Shinui. Okay. Reb Yehuda Omer, and Reb Yehuda argues with Tanakama. No. What is Rabbi Yehuda coming? Tana Kama said it's osur. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be mekel, it looks like. It's only osur if you do it kedarka. Ela o magbi asor tfachim, more than 10 tfachim off the ground, o gomim mi'al ha'aretz, with no growth left above the ground. Because it's not the derech to do it this way, and therefore... I guess he's doing it for firewood. If it's not beneficial for the tree, so why is he doing it? Okay, let's see inside the Rambam. In Pekaitzim Basula Shikma Bishvias. So Basula Shikma is a Basula who was never cut down before. Kederash Akaitzim Bishor Ashanim, Neshikitzisos Avoidus Ilan. Shabakitzitzazu Tigodal Vitosif. Yim Tzorach Leid Seha, Kaitzitz Oysa Shalai Kederach Avoidosa. Okay, that can just mean not an Diraisa Dika Osir way. Even though, but it's only a marasai. That's what we saw. It's mutter betzim if you must have him eat some.
Why? Why don't
wine
need to be eaten, but
it's do? It depends how you learn in the vine. If you learned it wasn't stimulating the growth, so here it is stimulating the growth. Page 277. Okay, now it's a kita shalok derech avidos. Look at the bottom. This is important. 277. The last two lines. V'yesh misha posuk shemizmanatzeh shvius mederabonon kol sheina yodeya im kitzitz mashbicha and the kalkelas of his specific mutalik tzeis. Okay, halacha chav beis on page 278. Ketzad koytsa, what's the shinui involved? Me'im ha'aretz, meaning just basically level with the ground. Lamalam es ha'tvach. Ilan shenifshach. Shenifshach means shenizdak. It cracked. A crack developed in it. Kaisher noisa b'shvius lo shiyala elish lo yosef. Ketzad kotzitzo me'im ha'aretz olamala me'asara tfachim. Yesha sovrim shkosh mitachos lo gimel tfachim up to litzoyz chesh b'shoibus kama tefach ha'asivim up to litzoyz. Okay. Mechiras b'sula sashikman is interesting. Alakach b'sula sashikman mechaver b'shvius v'ezem magbiya sor tefachem v'kaitzitz. Avogav shakayna mechaver b'sula sashikman b'shar shnei shavua v'ezem magbiya shloish tefachem v'kaitzitz. That would be the norm. And b'shum shloish tefachem b'adei malila. Came b'shvius osulasis came. V'alkei muchachu lavur echad b'shnei tefachem. O logu me'al ha'aret o l'malam b'sor tefachem. Roch hachomim Shabakitzitza shall go me ala oretz. Hefsid eitzel hamoicher. U yoysa godo mimash yeslo hefsid. Him yakbias or tvach me yitzitz. Al gain tiknishig as to tvach the kaitzitz. Where does he see that? He says, and the Tosefta it says that if you buy a Bzula Shrikma, you should have to be Magbiya Sara Tvacha. Oh, Chacham, Shabak Sita, Shalom Gavim Yama Oretz, a hefzer eitz la moichu yoysa godol ma meshi yesh la hefzer me gbiyas a tochum de koitze it's al kein tiknu she gbiyas a tochum de koitze ah he bought the right to cut down the sycamore so like the etzum tree is staying by the chavar and he's just cutting it down and getting whatever's cut down yeah
the branches
what
the branches
no the trunk itself I guess the then it grows back yeah so there okay that's why this is not the drama doesn't even paskin this is brought down to Tleshasta that if you buy it and you're going to just cut it down and you're going to keep the keren the trunk so you have to make a shinui where you cut it okay Ilan Shadivshach Kashot Abshul Hashal Yosef okay so give me a day or two I don't have your I have everybody who's here no I have everyone just could you write down your name and your email address So Rabbi Greenspan, I'll give you the honors, but I need a day or two to figure out how.
Waiting for the authorization.
And I'll call them up, and maybe they do have the help. That would be wonderful if they have their heroes to the farmers already. They're doing it very, they're making a lot of changes. They're making some fundamental changes that are all to the good. Yes, okay. You're gonna get a card if you're a Manui. And all the product of Eitz Ha'aretz with Kedusha Shvius, you're going to pay for it with the card. It's going to be like a prepaid card. There's not going to be any money for the payrolls generated.
That makes a difference?
You're sure? You're not going to end up with Kedusha's
debit card.
Maybe Kedusha's Shvius money.
If I pay for it with a credit card, though, that would be the same thing.
I don't know if they're going to, but they're having cards.
So you mean if I pay for money in a store that sells also Shvius, then that money takes on Kedusha Shvius?
It really is, it's really quite complicated. Lu Yitzuyu, that you're only paying for the work.
It's not supposed to be there, no?
No, the work of cutting it down and shipping it to the stores.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to the pre itself.
Not a lot of paper pre itself, huh?
It depends. Well, under Eitz HaBezdin, yes.
Oh, you are? Under Eitz HaBezdin, you're allowed to pay for the pre itself?
If they're making produce. I don't want them to come and explain it. If they're making produce available to you, see, there are circumstances where you're allowed to sell the payers.
You are?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just like schor. If it's done, not the open schor.
If I just pick up peach off a tree and I sell it to you, that's fine.
That you can do on Shvius if you don't profit from it. If there's no profit. It's really very, very complicated. It's like a whole system. Let them come to play it.
Where will you be able to buy this? Where will you be able to buy this?
Sorry?
Where will you be able to buy this? It's prepaid card.
So they're dealing with Best.
Online?
They're dealing with Effie.
Oh,
Best.
Oh, he's going
to
try that?
He doesn't want to do anything. He may open... I don't know where. At first I thought they meant Dil Vizol. He might open, he might find a place there to open. He doesn't want to give up the Haredi business. Lose it. On the other hand, everybody understands you can't have it. You can't have two sections of the supermarket. So I don't know. He's right now he's looking to open a second store. It's ours. But not the Dil Vizol. I don't know, he's trying to figure that. Right now they're working with him on an eight. This is a big market for them. And he's like a very key person. The other supermarkets are not going to take in that stuff.
No.
Yes, I assume not. I mean, it depends. You know, they can have stuff without Kedusha Shvi'is. But I don't know if the, you know, that's also psak din, like matzah menutak and svichin that started growing in shishas, and where the arova is, you know, where the maps are. So I don't think these supermarkets are going to take in this stuff. I want them to come and explain what they're doing. Okay, we'll see. I met their mankal last week, the guy that's in charge of the shivuk. I have a business card here. Yeah. He's like a big guy. He worked for Tzruva for many years. Okay, so next week, let me, I'll try to work out. Yeah.